Welcome to the Leadership Spark Podcast, where we equip you to be the great leader your people deserve. This is Corey. I'm here with Hampton. And today we're going to talk about a topic that I think at some point as a leader, you are going to maybe not articulate it this way, but you're going to run into it or you're going to feel the tension of this. And as we like to say on this podcast, that a lot of problems or a lot of things we face are not problems to solve. They are tensions to balance. And today we're going to talk about the tension or the difference between an excuse and a reason. So Hampton, I'm going to punt this one to you and let you take care of this one. What is that? What's the difference between an excuse and a reason? And why is that important as a leader or as a follower, right? To understand those two things so that you do what's appropriate.
I've been observing this and I wanted to get a good definition, a good overview of the difference. And so I found an article that I am literally going to read word for word. This was written on March 23rd, 2017 by a man named Dave Anderson. So shout out to you, Dave. Check this guy out if you want. But I thought this was a really great way to put it. So I'm about to read this. So an excuse is something we use to deflect blame. We use excuses to be sure others know the circumstances or the people who caused our failure. Notice how that works. An excuse is used to avoid responsibility. When we shift the blame, we avoid responsibility for a failure. And we also avoid the responsibility for learning from that failure. Excuses stunt our growth. When we make excuses, we tend to convince ourselves that we could not have changed the outcome and therefore have no need to adapt for the future. Failure becomes easier to accept in ourselves and we never grow beyond our current state. Come on, Dave, this is good. The ease in which we make excuses is a window into our character. I'll read that again. The ease in which we make excuses is a window into our character. West Point teaches cadets that excuses are unacceptable for a leader. So a reason. There are reasons for failures. Circumstances and other people may have played a role in my failures, but my behaviors and my decisions are also part of the equation. For example, I am late to an appointment. So circumstances/other people. Bad weather caused slick roads and slowed everyone down. Circumstances, other people. I hit every red light on the way. My behavior/my decisions. I left my house with only a 5-minute cushion. Or I did not take the weather into account. Or I did not look at the weather report the night before. Or I wanted to get an extra 10 minutes of sleep. Wow, that's a good way to think about it. So my team's project will be delayed. Here's another one. My team's project will be delayed. Circumstances/other people. I had a critical team member go out early on maternity leave. My behavior/decisions. I failed to have a backup plan in case she was unavailable. My behavior/decisions. I failed to assign her only to tasks related to the first part of the project in case she was unavailable later. In both of these scenarios, there are reasons that were inside of my control and outside of my control that played a role in my failure. I set myself up for failure through my decisions and behaviors. To avoid stagnation and grow, we must decide to accept our responsibility in the failure and learn to make better decisions. That is how we grow in character. Here's the bottom line. Dave is on fire right now. I love this, Dave. Reasons become excuses when they are used to avoid responsibility. That is the key difference between reasons and excuses. When we make excuses, we are usually focused on everything and everyone but ourselves. If we are unwilling to take responsibility for our behaviors and our decisions that contributed to the failure, we are making excuses and failing to grow in character. Our character is our habitual way of operating. Our good habits and our bad habits form our character. So making excuses is a bad habit. The good news is habits are changed one decision at a time. We can decide to own up to our role in a failure and start a new habit. It is up to us to decide to take responsibility and grow or to shift blame and stagnate. Dave Anderson, I don't know where you are or what you're up to, but that's good, man. I'm learning a lot from this. I'm going to be reflecting back on this. A simple go and do for you is to probably re-listen to that, maybe look that up. And first off, live it out yourself. And then also talk about the difference between excuses and reasons with your team as well. And you will all get better.